as I sat with the parents of a very sick young patient who was in emergency surgery, I knew that the patient's chances of survival were not good. "Can we say some prayers for her speedy recovery?" the patient's father inquired. "Of course," I responded, and we proceeded to recite Tehillim, Psalms, and Amishi Barak, healing prayer. No sooner had we finished praying than I received a call letting me know that the parents were about to receive the worst news possible. We grieved together. When I went to visit them during Shiva the following week, the father of the patient intently made his way through the throngs of people gathering to offer their condolences, pointed right at me, and cried, "Rabbi, your prayers didn't work." This incident forced me to grapple with the efficacy and goals of prayer. How should we approach prayer for an end-stage dying patient, for whom medical professionals predict no chance of recovery? Some great rabbis, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, have indeed expressed caution about prayer for the gravely ill, because if people feel that their prayers were not answered and the patients do not recover, this could lead to a weakening of their faith. Instead, he urged us to see ourselves as humble children before a wiser parent, and to pray simply that what happens be good for the patient and family, that suffering be spared, and that God mercifully do whatever is right. Others, such as Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, insist one should never lose hope in prayer, even for a critically ill patient. Prayer may ease suffering, extend life, or even bring recovery. Even if not, it generates merit for the patient, may benefit their family, or help others and the broader community. This approach maintains the crucial value of hope, and affirms that there are often ways of finding optimism and courage even in the bleakest of situations. According to this worldview, it was certainly appropriate for me to engage in prayer with the patient's father. Although the father did not perceive that these prayers were answered, we are called upon to maintain faith that the prayers did have some impact, even if it is beyond us to know exactly how. However, in my clinical experience, I have personally found great meaning in an entirely different perspective on this issue, which was offered by Rav Joseph B. Soloveitchik. In the Rav's view, the goal of prayer is not to receive God's answers to our requests, but rather to develop a supportive relationship between a person and God. We have the assurance that God is indeed a Shomea Tefillah, one who hears our prayers, but not necessarily that he is a Mekabel Tefillah, one who accepts our prayers and accedes to our specific requests. It is our persistent hope that our requests will be fulfilled, but it is not our primary motivation for prayer. In praying, we do not seek a response to a particular request as much as we desire a fellowship with God, Reflections of the Rav, I, 78. In this view, it is always essential to pray, even when there appears to be no chance of recovery or hope that our prayers will be answered. The emphasis of our faith is not on God's answer, but that God hears our prayers, which forces us to expand what we mean by prayer being effective. Truly effective prayer is not that which results in our desired ends, but that which brings about a change in the one offering the prayer, specifically in creating a meaningful relationship and providing true comfort. After all, the experience of being in God's caring presence throughout our time of need can be the best possible comfort. Indeed, profound solace can be experienced as a result of prayer, since it can ultimately bring us closer to God. The comfort itself is the effectiveness of prayer. According to this view, the goal of contact with the Almighty is not only to get our needs fulfilled, but also to be ennobled, to deepen our relationship with God and to be brought to heights that we could not otherwise reach. Even if we do not receive what we prayed for, prayer that uplifts us and brings us to a closer relationship with God is certainly not uttered in vain. The value of prayer lies not in the response to our prayer from God, but rather in our response to intimately experiencing God's presence. The essence of prayer is thus the sense of accessibility, that we can turn to God and develop the crucial comforting experience of being in God's presence. This does not deny the possibility of divine acceptance of prayers, but it does view prayer primarily as a mode of worship that inculcates essential beliefs and emotions in the worshiper. This perception recognizes the crucial need for hope within the realistic limits of expectations, encouraging us to maintain faith as we refocus our expectations on something more attainable, and possibly even more crucial. When offering support to patients and their families in a clinical setting, I've learned not only to pray for whatever people want, but also to facilitate the deepest spiritual healing possible for those individuals in order to enable them to deal with adversity. After all, even if we pray for an unlikely outcome and the patient miraculously recovers, that miracle will necessarily be impermanent. Life is fraught with suffering and everyone eventually dies. It was indeed highly appropriate to pray with the anxious father of the critical patient, but it may have been imperative to couch the focus of those prayers in a desire for God's proximity and support during those trying times and the difficult days ahead, more than in specific pleas for a miraculous recovery. Rabbi Dr. Jason Weiner, BCC, is the Senior Rabbi and Executive Director of the Spiritual Care Department at Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles, Rabbi of Knesset Israel Synagogue of Beverly Wood and Senior Consultant to Emetai.